Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Halokeach behema minika min hanachri. If someone buys a nursing animal from a non-Jew, Eino choshe shema bina shel acheres haya. We need not be concerned that perhaps the young is the son of a different animal, that it might be a bechor coming with an animal that's not its actual mother. Nichnas l'toch edro, if someone goes into his corral, v'ra es hamavkiros menikos, es she'enon mavkiros menikos, and he sees the animals that have never given birth before are nursing, and the animals that have given birth before are nursing. Eino choshesh shema benashel zu balo etzel zu. We need not be concerned that this young went to that mother. Oshema benashel zu balo etzel zu, or that young went to that mother. In other words, we need not be concerned that we don't know who the bechor is because they're not with their own mothers. Rather, we can assume that animal never gave birth before. That's her son. It's a bechor. That animal did give birth before. That's her son. It's not a bechor. Let's look in the Barton Neuro. In Choshishin Shema Benashel Acheres Haya, if you buy a nursing animal, you don't have to be concerned that the young is not its own offspring. Shehe haba acharav bechor safik denima hach behema lo yalda ma'olam el sha'ava ezze ben chaverta. So you don't have to be concerned that the animal that's following her is not actually her own son, and it's a doubt saying that perhaps it adopted a young from some other animal. Ve'imishum de es lo chalav, and if you're saying that because it's nursing, Ha ika miyuta de chovos afal pisha enon yoldos, that there's a minority of animals that lactate even though they never gave birth. Ha vade la amrinan, we're certainly not concerned about such a situation. Ela banahu upatruha min habachora. But rather, this animal is definitely its own young, and there is no situation of bechor here if we know that this animal has given birth before. In Choshin Shema Benashel Zu Balo Etzel Zu. And if you come out to your corral and you see that different animals have given birth, you don't have to be concerned that they're not with their own young. Delechosh Lechuhu Besafik Bechoros, which would create a situation where you'd be in doubt about every animal that you have, maybe it's a Bechor. Elavadai Oson Hakruchin Achar Hamavrichos Havu Bechoros Vadayin, but rather those that are following animals that never gave birth before are certainly firstborns. And those that are following animals that have given birth before are certainly not firstborns. There's no question about this matter. And the halacha does follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in these scenarios. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, Hashochet es habachor osemakam bekofitz mikan umikan. That someone who slaughters the bechor makes a place with the knife on either side. V'tolish ha'se'ar, and he separates the hair, u'bevajlo yazizenu mimakomo, but he doesn't remove it from its place. V'kein ha'tolish es ha'se'ar liros makam hamum, and the same is true for someone who removes hair in order to have the place of a blemish inspected. Back in the Barton Neuro, osemakam bekofitz, he makes a place with the knife, garcinon, that's our text. Uba Gemara mefarish, and the Gemara explains, Tani likofitz, learn it for the knife. Klomar, l'tzorach makomo shel kofitz, tolish sa'ar shel tzavar. So in order to make room for where he's going to make the cut, you clear a spot on the throat. V'ein kan mishum lo sigzos b'chor tzoncha, and this does not violate the prohibition against shearing your firstborn sheep. The Talisha Biyad Lav Gezizahi, because removing some hair by hand is not considered shearing. Aval Bekli Vadai Asur, but one may certainly not use an instrument or a utensil in order to remove hair from the Bechor. V'chein Mutter L'tloshes HaSear, similarly you can remove the hair in order to show the blemish. V'afilu L'chila, even at the outset. Laharos bo lachacham makam hamum, in order to show an expert the place of a blemish to have it inspected and see whether this animal is still fit for use as a bechor or not. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, and the halacha does in fact follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Daled.